chapter 13. Be your best. Are you willing to sacrifice what you want most in life for what you want at the moment? Man, that's a powerful question. This is part of our 10 habits when we talk about nutrition on FFROnline.tv. It's the last and final habit. It's a question that you should ask yourself every day in life. Am I willing to sacrifice what I want most in life for what I want at the moment? Be your best. How badly do you really want it? How badly do you really want to be fit for life? How badly do you really want to win physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in your relationships, financially, on the job and off the job? How badly do you really want to be your best? Now is your time. All it takes is one choice, just one decision made by you right now. Here it is. I will not trade what I want most in life for what I want at the moment. Make that decision right now. I will no longer trade what I want most in life for what I want at the moment. That is it, period. One of the most important questions that you will ask yourself on a daily basis so that you can be your best. Once again, am I willing to trade what I want most in life for what I want at the moment? This powerful question puts it all in perspective. This powerful question will help keep you focused so that you can be your best. Think about it. Every single day, there are things put in front of us to take us off track, to distract us from our purpose in life. Every single day, there are tempting, cool, sexy, shiny, convenient objects right in front of us that we can have at the moment. For instance, you just started eating clean and you're trying this whole nutrition thing, and all of a sudden that local donut shop, out of the goodness of their heart, delivers 3 dozen donuts to the station department. What? It happens all the time. You're trying to stay focused on your marriage, and that other person keeps popping up on your mind, texting you at the office, tempting you to cheat on your spouse. Don't fall for it. To be your best, you must not allow what is convenient, sexy, tempting, cool at the moment to control you. You are not controlled by your emotions. You control what you do, and you control how you respond. This is why we start the first few chapters of this book and audiobook by discovering your what. If you don't know what you want, you will trade all day long for what your flesh wants and what your flesh tells you you want at the moment. What do you want? No. What do you really want? You better know. My friend, you better know, and you better stay steadfast in investing into that thing every single day. Ask yourself that powerful question and answer it honestly. To be your best right now, answer it honestly. Am I willing to trade what I want most in life for what I want at the moment? Man, I have visited with so many first responders who wanted to do great things and wanted to be their best, but just got caught up with the wrong people, caught up watching the wrong things, caught up with the wrong thoughts, caught up with the side chick, caught up with that addiction. They were caught up with what was appealing and felt good at the moment. The temptation will never stop, baby. But I do have great news for you. You have what it takes. You are better than that. The calling on your life is for good and not for evil. You were bought with a price, and you are worth it. Don't get caught up. Now is the time for you to be your best. Gandhi once said, "The human voice can never reach the distance that is covered by the still, small voice of conscience." Much of life is a routine. I get it. And I've seen a lot of first responders give in to temptations because they became stale and stagnant in their daily routines. If you are not careful, it is very easy to fall into this trap of complacency and comfortability, which then leads to compromise many times. Make a decision starting today that you are not going to live another day on cruise control. Make a decision starting today that you are not going to allow your life to become stagnant. Have some passion about who you are and make the decision today to be passionate about what you are going to do and be. It's a choice. It's your choice. Yes, it's that simple. Be your best. Don't get caught up and allow compromising decisions to mold your future. You may not feel your best right now. I get it. I've been there. You may put up a front on the outside while you're losing on the inside. You may have been living that double life of confusion and compromise for so long that you feel like you're stuck. Now is your time. Take the mask off. Rise up. Be your best. Just one decision, baby. Just say, I am done trading what I want most in life for what I want at the moment. I am done being average. I am done being mediocre. I am done. Today, choose to take control of your life by no longer compromising who you are, what you stand for, and what you're about. Today, choose to take control of your life by understanding your value and your worth. You choose what your life looks like. You choose how much money you make. You choose what religion you practice. You choose what kind of marriage you have. You choose the legacy you leave as a first responder. You choose just about everything that happens on a daily basis. You choose who you are. You choose what you do. And today, you are choosing to be your best. Starting today, I want you to make the decision that your life is valuable and that you are worth it. You are done compromising. Starting today, you will no longer make excuses and you will no longer accept anything but greatness. You will no longer accept anything but you being your best. Today, to be fit for life, you will choose to be your best. Ask yourself that powerful question. Am I willing to trade what I want most in life for what I want at the moment? Today's take action. What do I want most in life? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in your relationships, financially, professionally. Be specific. What do I want most in life? What choices have I made that compromised who I am and what I stand for? In what area of my life do I need to dig deep and take back control so that I can be my best? Today's winning confession. Starting today, I make the decision that my life is valuable and that I am worth it. I will no longer compromise and I will no longer accept anything but greatness. I will cut ties with all excuses, idols, relationships, and anything in my life that is holding me back from being my best. Starting today, I choose to make the right choices that are going to get me what I want. I choose today to no longer trade what I want most in life for what I want at the moment. I will be my best. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.